You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this. But what do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up.
Okay. Fatality. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Young progressive voters aged 18 to 29. Why are young progressives souring on the president?
How much time do you have?
Come on, man.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020? How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020 election, rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024, not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with
this. Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome. The clock is ticking down on the end of Title 42. There's going to be another tidal wave of illegal aliens swarming into the country. Drugs, welfare, criminals, MS-13. Just a tidal wave of ridiculous, third world mendicants, beggars. And it's really bad. But we'll get to that. I know it's very depressing. I'd rather talk about something entertaining, and I think you probably would too, and that would be the town hall last night on CNN. It's the first time I've watched CNN. I can't even remember when. It'll probably be the last time I watch. I lasted about a minute and a half into Jake Tapper's crying fest after it ended. But it was a very entertaining 69 minutes. 60. you know. Some things you see once and you know you're never going to see them again. Like the special statewide election we had in Massachusetts in 2010, in January of 2010, to replace Ted Kennedy. This is the only time you're ever going to see a 69-minute town hall. And they say that they were planning it this way. Sure they were. All right. Anyway, though, it was a great it was a lot of laughs, and Trump was masterful, and the audience was superb, and would love to hear from people that were there. And I know we have a lot of listeners in New Hampshire, so please give us a call if you were there last night. We'd like to get the firsthand accounts of what was going on. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And, right before it started, I had read online that Caitlin Collins was going to get the primetime slot on CNN. And they said it had nothing to do with how she performed that evening at the town hall. And again, she tried to do her best, correcting him and, bringing up the 2020 election over and over and over again. But, she wasn't doing well. He was handling her. But then about two-thirds of the way through the 69 minutes, he called her a nasty person. And I thought to myself, man, now she's got the job. This is great. This is what they need. They need someone to say something. They need Trump to say something like that. And then at the end, though, he almost took it away when he told her she'd done a good job. And I just don't think it was what they were expecting. They thought they could somehow handle him and embarrass him. He's not going to be embarrassed by anything they said. And she tried to do research and ask him, you know, why didn't you say this and that? Why did you wait 3 hours to tell the crowd on January 6th to go home? And then he said, let me pull it out. And he had this sheet, which he apparently had come up with the idea on his own of having the printed out all the tweets that he sent out, and some of them were deleted by the Jack Dorsey tweetmeisters of the day, and he pointed that out, and then I love too the fact that they were I don't know what they were thinking when you're in TV, sometimes you go to cutaways just to break up the routine, obviously. And so I don't know, did they think that they were going to get cutaways of people being shocked by what he was saying? They had said that they were going to have a Republican / independent crew. And I didn't believe them. I thought it was more CNN nonsense, like the Russian dossier or Scaramouche getting loans from Russian banks. We remember that three CNN people had to be fired over that. Just all the crap that they've put out. But actually, they put together a Republican group. So they do the cutaways, and then he's saying something about Gene Carroll, and they're laughing, and they must have just been shocked. And the people out in beautiful people land, the people who usually watch CNN, that handful of people, they're used to just only hearing one side of the story. And the fact that no one was appalled and shocked by when he mentioned the name of E. Jean Carroll's cat, which is in the poll question today, they couldn't take it. And obviously, I don't know who made the call to cut it off at 69 minutes, but, mediaitis saying that it was, we were planning to cut it off at 69 minutes. That was the plan all along. Then why did it say on every TV listing, TV guide in America, that it was going to be 90 minutes? Why did they take the first break halfway through 90 minutes? It's not believable. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And then they were fact-checking. I love that, too. He lied. How many times has Joe Biden said he has cut the national debt? He says it at least twice, three times a week. It's a lie. The debt has grown by $2, $3 trillion since he became president. But he says he cut the debt. Nobody ever fact checks him on that. Nobody ever fact checks him on his lies on everything. But they're trying to nitpick Trump. But I just mentioned this to Jared, and I put this in my column for tomorrow about the end of Title 42, and this is something that nobody has fact checked him on. When he was talking about who's crossing the border to get into the United States, and again, I await the fact check on this. Cut 33.
We have open borders. Look at what's happening on our southern border. Millions and millions of people are coming in. They're being released from prisons. They're being released from mental institutions. And we have millions of people pouring into our country, and now they're getting rid of Title 42, which I put on, which kept people out that were sick.
And Mr. President,
problems.
We have a lot of questions about immigration to get to tonight.
Are they not releasing them from prisons? Are they not releasing them from mental institutions? Are they not sick? But 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And the other thing is he's being criticized for, and again, I don't really think this changes the dynamics of the race. I mean, the people, maybe it changes the dynamics of the Republican primary, because everybody who saw it, remembers why they voted for him in 2016 and 2020. But I don't think that the CNN audience, as minuscule as it is dissuaded from voting Democrat, voting for the decline and fall of the American Republic. I think, though, that he's got this, he's just, playing to his audience so well. And this was a great cut too. It's such a great cut, and it's made for TV. I mean, this is why he was the big earner for NBC with The Apprentice. Cut 36.
Hi, thank you so much for coming to New Hampshire to answer our questions. My question is regarding the economy. Over the past 2 years, we have seen the prices for everything skyrocket. From food to gas to utilities and insurance costs, many people's bills are up several hundred dollars a month, including mine. If elected president again, what is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
And he adds, you know what that means. But he didn't even have to say that. Everybody knows what that means. And it's also a knock on Obama, because Obama said, we can't drill our way out of this. And you know what? Donald Trump proved we could. And we were. Until Brandon got more votes than anybody else in American history.
Well, I stole the election.
844-500-4242. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take a lot of calls today, and we'll get to Title 42. As depressing as it is, we have to talk about it. 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. It's the best night's sleep I've ever had. But if you don't believe me, don't worry. If you don't love it, if you can't accept my recommendation, you could always return your pillow with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Looking for premium audio at a better price? Check out Raycon wireless earbuds. You get quality sound and essential smart tech listening features for way less than the other big name tech brands. Get 15% off today at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, which is your favorite Trump quote from last night's town hall? Drill, baby, drill. My poll numbers went up after the Carroll verdict. You're a nasty person because I'm not president. We have to have honest elections. When he called Ashley Babbitt's killer a thug, let me pull it out, or her cat was named Vagina.
Do we have that cut so people, in case people don't remember that or weren't listening? They may not believe that he said this.
I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog, or her cat, was named Vagina. The judge wasn't allowed to put that in. All of these things.
I'm sorry. I'm voting for nasty person.
Nasty person in the lead right now at 29%. 19% for Drill Baby Drill. 16% for Her Cat Was Named Vagina.
That sounds like the name of a song. A song that wouldn't make it on top 40 radio.
That's a very Frank Zappa title for a song. 12% for We Have to Have Honest Elections. Everyone else under 10%.
All right. 844-500-4242. Someone just asked, when will the overnight ratings come out? They just did come out. I tweeted out the Mediaite story. CNN's town hall landed atop the cable news ratings. No surprise there. Nielsen Fast National Data, that's the first round, that's not all of them, showed CNN scoring 3.12 million total viewers and a whopping 703,000 viewers in the key 25 to 54 age demographic. Wow. They've been averaging, it says, the last few weeks about 600,000, about 500,000. So this was six times their average audience, six times. And early data does not reflect the town hall's full viewership, as later numbers will. Both CNN.com and CNN's apps aired the town hall live as well. Those numbers could, which will be released later in the day. Pretty huge. They said this is reminiscent of 2016 when Trump's coverage helped bolster CNN's ratings. That's pretty amazing. You know, sure they doubled the competition and beat CNN's usual number by millions, says Mediaite, which hates Trump. But 3 million viewers is what Trump is what Fox News used to draw on a regular night before they fired Tucker Carlson. So all the Tucker Carlson viewers went over to CNN for a night. Let's see. So Fox News came in second place with 1.41 million viewers. So they had less than half. Fox had less than half of CNN. MSNBC was basically tied with Fox. And MSNBC topped Fox in the demo with 155,000 viewers to 125,000. So in terms of the prime demo, which Tucker used to win handily every night, CNN for one night had 700,000 viewers in the prime demo, 25 to 54, to Fox's 125,000, about five times as many viewers. But it was good. But they had to get rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't they? 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, the best part of Trump's town hall, in my opinion, was when the moderator, if you can call it that, attempted to shame or bait Trump into picking a side in Biden's proxy war.
You know, that was a really good moment. And they were still criticizing him about that this morning. You know, he wouldn't pick a side. And I thought he explained it very well. How's he, if he picks a side, how's he going to broker a deal? And they said, whose side are you on? And he said, I want to stop the dying. I mean, isn't that what liberals and Democrats have always said about wars until this one, Dennis?
Right, yeah, he overuses the word, but I'm against death was the perfect answer.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, you know, they want him to say, you're a war criminal now, please sit down at this negotiating table.
I know, and okay, it's legit to ask the question, because, you know, it's the PC thing to do, but I mean, to criticize him afterwards? Wouldn't you think they would just leave it alone? Like when he said that they're releasing people from their prisons and their mental institutions, it's so true that they decide to just give it a good leaving alone. They should have done the same thing. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Dennis. We were running out of time here. Bruce from the Mets says, as hard as it was to watch the fool asking the questions, I watched it all. The president was outstanding. He was outstanding. It was a fun evening, and it was, you know what, it was almost, it was even fun when it ended at 69 minutes, because you knew it wasn't supposed to end at 69 minutes, but someone was screaming, get him off, I can't take it, help, I don't care what the ratings are. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The Globe has just posted a story, a review. One of the worst hours I've seen. That's a quote. CNN faces blowback for airing town hall with Trump. Media analysts, observers, and politicians alike. What did they all have in common? Media observers, media analysts, observers, and politicians. They're all Democrats, okay? We're withering in their denunciation of CNN for holding the town hall event in front of an apparently pro-Trump crowd, calling the decision profoundly irresponsible and disgraceful. Wait a second. Didn't CNN announce that they were going to do this? I mean, isn't that why Trump agreed to do it? Because it wasn't the usual setup like they do with the presidential debates in the fall, you know, where you have Candy Crowley, you know, eating M&Ms and, you know, asking questions and screaming at the Republican candidate or Chris Wallace, you know, taking the side, trying to shut Trump up, you know? I mean, this was one time there was a sort of a semi-Republican crowd, and they couldn't take it. This is the first time they've ever seen it happen.
Withering.
Withering. I'll have to read the story. That's just on the front page. I know. Let's play a couple of the before we do Grace's news. Let's play a couple of these Ukraine. These Ukraine answers were very good, and again, they made a lot more sense than anything Brandon has said. You know, Brandon talks about we've got to fight this through, or McConnell for that matter. McConnell, this is the biggest thing in the world. No, the biggest thing in the world is the United States of America. It's not something that's happening 8,000 miles away. You know. But this is what Trump said, and they're very angry about this, too. Listen.
It'll be absolutely
over. Do you
over.
Want Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people and breaking down this country. Now,
you but said you don't think in terms of winning and losing. You have to get Europe. Mr. President, can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important statement.
Excuse me, let me
just
follow up.
There. Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying.
Well, why is he a bad guy for saying that?
Yeah.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. I thought that was a mantra of the Moonbat community.
It's funny how these people in the media, they really think that their way of thinking or their opinion is the only right one. Like she can't. No, we need an answer on that. He just gave you his answer. It's not the answer that you wanted. It's not the answer that you think is right. It doesn't mean it's not an answer. They get very like yes or no when they want to be. And it's like, well, a lot of things, I hate to break this to Caitlin Collins, a lot of things in life, Howie, are not yes or no.
Right. And you're an election denier. You mean like Hillary Clinton in 2016? I mean, is she criticized for saying that, you know, an election can be stolen? Cut one more cut. That other cut 40 for on Ukraine.
Would you give Ukraine weapons and funding?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy Pelosi.
But the question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were
elected? I would sit down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
Settle that war in one day.
Because I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over.
And I like the way when he said, you know, they asked, is Putin a war criminal? So you're gonna call someone a war criminal, which these are the people who are tried in world court, like Saddam Hussein, right? And then they're executed. So you're gonna call someone a war criminal, and then you're gonna try to end the. You're gonna try to get them to the bargaining table.
But that's what they want. They would rather someone like Joe Biden, who talks incredibly tough and carries no stick at all, rather than someone who says, you know what, I'll just I'll just keep my mouth shut. And then when push comes to shove, maybe I can make a deal. They would rather the paper tiger. They would rather someone who just goes around and pretends to be this big, tough guy, even if it doesn't deliver results. So they want to catch Trump in this corner of, well, if you say this, then we can bring it back to haunt you. And he's not dumb enough to do it.
I know. And you know, and again, I know she's just following orders and she wants the big primetime job. I get it. You know, I'm not angry at her for her behavior. She's a careerist.
I would say, though, Howie, that none of these anchors can hide the detest in their voices for Donald Trump, like the tone when they're interrupting him
if you want to rise, you have to have that. If you want to make the bigs, you got to hit the curveball, right?
Yeah.
You can't like Donald Trump and expect to have an anchor's job on even the ratings challenge CNN.
I just think, and again, you're absolutely right, and she's going to get the job on CNN, and kudos to her. Congratulations. But just listening to it, it just is so unprofessional. Like, I just can't even get over just the way that she talks to him. Can we go back to this question, please? Because it's kind of an important answer. It's like you can just hear. It's like high school or something. There's just no. These people are supposed to be the ones. She's supposed to be the moderator.
I think I know she's got an earpiece, and they're telling her, you know, follow up. Follow up, Caitlin. Come on.
I wouldn't do well with that.
You get used to it. You get used to it. Someone says, why are you people so happy? The Republicans are doing nothing about election fraud, so basement poopy sniffy Joe will win again. Not sure what you guys are so happy about. Well, what do you want to be gloomy, Gus, every night? You know,
I can't. It's too long a life to be that depressed all the time. Sorry, yeah. We're having a little bit of fun, tough.
Yeah, I know. You know, you root for a crappy football team. You know they're not going to the Super Bowl, but you're excited if they upset somebody every once in a while, right?
That's the people's biggest gripe with both of us, is that we're always too, like, we have too much fun, we laugh too much. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Yeah, no, me neither.
And guess what? If you want gloomy Gus's, Howie, there's plenty of networks out there who are gloomy Gus's all day long. You can watch them, and they're really miserable.
Right.
And they'll tell you how bad everything is. I don't think anyone needs a reminder.
And you'll be in a crappy mood by the time you turn off the set or the radio, whatever you're watching.
Exactly.
All right. Time for Grace in the News.
Yes. Just some updates. Actually, you know what? I want to read this one before we move on from the CNN town hall, because I thought this was pretty amusing that right afterwards, Joe Biden or whoever runs his Twitter account took to Twitter and wrote, "It's simple, folks. Do you want 4 more years of that? If you don't, pitch into our campaign." The response
is... How about this? Do you want 4 more years of this, what's going on right now? I don't think so.
You know that expression, Howie? Don't ask a question you don't want an answer to.
Right.
He got a lot of answers he didn't want. People were saying, yeah, actually we do. And then other people were saying, I'd love to see you do a 90-minute town hall with Tucker Carlson and see how you come out.
Yeah, you know what? Another thing, this was in the New York Times today, that he was taking the plane back from New York or wherever he was, and the TV sets on Air Force One, they're usually on CNN because it's the worst, but they switched it to MSNBC so that he wouldn't be confronted with Orange Man Bad. No, that's in the paper today.
Oh my gosh, the delicate genius! We didn't want to ruffle his feathers. Yeah. Well, it really, and something that a lot of my callers were saying today, which I think is worth noting, is it's not just Trump's answers to these questions. It's the fact that he can do this when you juxtapose it with a president who will not take any questions. And to kind of switch gears here, he was asked some questions yesterday by reporters, Howie. Not one question about Hunter Biden, not one question about Comer's press conference. And people get sick of me saying this, but the double standard, you have to call it out because it's stunning. We have this guy whose family, through an influence peddling scheme, has been sending $10 million in different tentacles to different LLCs, and not one reporter from the New York Times or from the Washington Post wants to ask a question on it.
And it didn't make the network newscast last
night.
None of them.
Nothing at all. Now, here's a story that is making the news. and that would be the end of Title 42, which is just hours away. This is from the New York Post. It says, leaked documents show Border Patrol ordered to release thousands of migrants with no way to track them. So you've been covering for years, Howie, how a lot of illegal aliens will get court dates, and they're just expected, I don't know if it's the honor system or what, they're just expected to show back up.
Right.
Now, we're not even going to have that. Now people are being released without any sort of court dates. So it says, straining under the pressure of thousands of migrants flooding into the U.S., Border Patrol agents were ordered to begin releasing swaths of people from overwhelmed holding facilities on Wednesday. Agents were ordered Wednesday to release migrants from any border sector that reached 125% capacity. They are being released without having a court date and with no way the U.S. can track them. But on the bright side, they are given instructions to appear at an immigration office within 60 days. So that's why Jackie Heinrich today from Fox was asking Mayorkas. She said, is this just the honor system now we're working on?
Yeah, Jackie Heinrich did a much better job than she did in the days when Tucker Carlson was trying to get her fired. She's upped her game a little bit.
Yes, she has since improved. Another story that I wanted to touch on really quickly here. Since it was brought up so much last night at the town hall, Trump and the E. Jean Carroll case continues to dominate a lot of coverage. And this was something that people might have missed, but E. Jean Carroll was on with Gayle King. And Gayle King asked her, what was your reaction when you heard the verdict? And I don't think E. Jean Carroll meant to throw Gayle King under the bus, but she did.
Listen.
Let's play it.
What did you think when you heard their decision?
I had the exact reaction you just had before the camera came on. You said when you heard it, you went, hooray! Well, that's how I felt inside.
Hooray?
Gayle King's like, okay, well, we said that off the air. You know, we don't need to bring it up now. But again, these are just down the middle reporters giving you the news every single day.
And now she's getting the gig on CNN with Charles Barkley starting in September because she needs the summer off because the vineyard beckons.
Howie, I will be back a little bit later with Hate Mail Monday on a Thursday.
I hope you got some of that stuff from the Globe, the message boards.
4 pages of Globe comments for you.
When I got sick, you can imagine all the people that subscribe to the Boston Globe, the people who have hate has no home here, signs on their yard. You can imagine how they reacted to my physical problems.
I hope you have a thicker skin than people in our media because they're spicy. That's how I put it.
That's okay. I think I can handle it.
I think I can handle it. Well, we shall see.
All right. 844-500. Thank you, Grace. See you in a bit. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5 and up and our bank accounts always somehow depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't miss out on, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. Whatever you're doing, you just put those Raycon earbuds in your ears and tune into whatever you want, any kind of music, any kind of podcast. And you're going to be feeling better. It makes it a much, much faster way to pass the time. Whatever you are doing, whether it's just walking your beloved dog or working or sorting the laundry or doing dishes, anything, time goes faster if you're listening to something good audio-wise. And that's where you use your Raycons. With Raycon, too, the other thing is you can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those other more big-name tech brands out there. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. That's why they have an easy and free return guarantee. They offer 2 years of product protection for just insurance for just a few bucks. This is why they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. They also have such great additional features as 3 customizable sound profiles, depending on what you're listening to, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode, so you know what's going on around you, obviously, custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear call quality, water and sweat resistance, and 8 hours of playtime. They got it all. They got it all. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
We have a lot of great cheap bastard deals, but I think this is our most popular, the 110 Grill. Over 30 locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and New York State. You're sure to find a 110 Grill not too far from you. While supplies last, and they won't last long, they're already going fast, you can purchase a gift card valued at $50 for just $25. But with so many locations, these are going to sell out fast. So get yours now by going to HowieCarrShow.com and clicking store. Joining us now is Stephen Talley, Director of Training and Development for 110 Grill. Stephen, thanks for being with us. What's the latest developments at 110 Grill? Any new openings? Any new specials?
Hi, Howie. Thank you for having me, first of all. We have a few good things coming up right around the corner. We just recently opened up our Hanover location last week, and we are very excited that they're doing very, very well.
Hanover, Mass.
Hanover, Mass. Correct.
Yeah.
And that is right on the brink of having Mother's Day right around the corner. We have all of our restaurants still accepting Mother's Day brunch reservations, so we're very excited to be offering brunch again for Mother's Day for our mothers out there. And as the weather dictates, it is patio season. So patio season brings a lot of great things with us as well, including some new feature items that we have. So we went very light this time around, and we're doing a street corn salad with great pico de gallo on top of some mixed greens with some feta cheese. We've got fried clams. We've got a chicken marsala that's breaded chicken with some grated Parmesan cheese in the breading, and a great marsala sauce with mushrooms going alongside of that. And then to top it all off, we have our hibiscus margarita that is absolutely beautiful, light and refreshing, perfect for the patio.
Everything is great at the 110 Grill, and I love the burgers myself. And you can join the VIP program and then tell us about that briefly.
Sure, our loyalty program is fantastic. You receive a point for every dollar that you spend on food and non-alcoholic beverages. And once you accumulate 110 points, you're more than welcome to spend $10 on us. Or you can accumulate that money and spend it as you will, and you can save it up for any period that you would like to spend a little bit more, or you can take $10 off immediately and just lower your bill every single time you're in the restaurant, which is great.
And we should mention that these 110 grill gift cards are also valid at all Aviva Trattoria locations. Grace sold out all of the Aviva Trattoria gift cards that she had. It's just a great restaurant. You guys are doing so well, and we look forward to having more locations around New England and around the country, for that matter.
Yeah, like I said, we just opened up our Hanover location last week, and then next week we are opening up our Concord, New Hampshire location. So we're very excited to be that end of New Hampshire. We've been focusing on the seacoast and in the southern region of New Hampshire, and now we're starting to get to the central part of the state, so we're excited to be opening there next week. And then we've got three more planned for the rest of this year, and we'll see what those take us. So,
excellent.
A couple more in the summer.
So get your Mother's Day reservations now to the 110 Grill. They're taking reservations everywhere for Mother's Day, and get your gift certificates before they're sold out, and they'll probably be sold out by the time I get back. Thanks, Steve Talley. I'm Howie Carr.